Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you are in the market for a new podcast recommendation, don't go any further because our pod squad have been here doing loads of research and homework to separate the good from the rubbish so you don't have to. And today we're chatting about the curious history of your home.
My life investigating the hidden history of everyday objects. The vacuum cleaner in your cupboard, sleek and compact today. But when it was invented, it was literally powered by horses and took 4 to 6 people to operate. The minty fresh toothpaste by your sink. Well, if you lived in ancient Greece, you'd be washing your teeth with ground up bones and oyster shells. Double glazed windows? We owe those to a French king's odd fascination with oranges. The Curious History of Your Home explores the extraordinary in the ordinary.
Yeah, my pod squad this afternoon, Sarah Jane Tobin, editor of rollercoaster.ie and 98FM's Russell Alford. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Russell. Describe
it.
Silence.
Yeah. What is this about?
Okay, so The Curious History of Your Home is a very, very, and I insist on saying very deep dive into the history right from the very beginning of various different objects or utilities or appliances that you will find in your home, or even concepts of utilities. For example, home entertainment is in there, laundry is in there. And it is presented by a historian called Ruth Goodman. It's produced by Noiser, who have produced a lot of very popular podcasts, such as The Short History of, Real Dictators and History Daily. And let's give it its dues. It's a very well produced podcast.
Like, it's very detailed.
It's so detailed.
It's too detailed.
It's now the way I describe it. So, did either of you do like Leave Insert History or anything?
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah.
So, I'm especially fascinated with more like the 20th century stuff. Having to study the earlier stuff was always a bit of a, I'll get through this and then I get to the interesting stuff in the last week of sixth year. And it kind of felt a little bit like that you go, oh, laundry, I wonder how a washing machine was. Okay, back to the Middle Ages, and this is going to take a while to get to.
I studied classical studies, so I'm the opposite to you, Russell. I love the ancients. But so I was a little bit fascinated to kind of hear the evolution of all these things. But at the same time, like, who needs to go back to when tribes were living in Africa in prehistoric times, 40,000 years ago? And that's where it starts. Yeah. Literally, you're going back like tens of thousands of years. And yeah, I kind of found it very disengaging.
I get the sense from your enthusiasm in both of your voices that you didn't love this.
No, I didn't. I have to be honest.
I'm kind of with you too.
I'm kind of on the fence a little bit because I think it's a weird one in the concept that you don't have to listen to every episode. If they don't take your interest, like the episodes I listen to, I can't remember exactly how many there are, but I listen to Wallpaper, Ovens. I listen to Wallpaper, fantastic.
Ovens. You know what? I actually did find that a little bit interesting at the beginning of it. So there's
I don't know how many pods. About 30, I think.
There's a load of them. They are quite, they're good bites, like they're 26, 29 minutes long.
Yeah, I was going to say about 30 minutes. I listened to Wallpaper, which I did find interesting. Now, the history of the fridge, not so much.
No,
right?
No. Home entertainment, when it was talking about flickering fireplaces and stuff like that in ancient times, I wasn't that interested.
No.
But bread was especially interesting. I think I learned most from laundry.
Yeah, I'm the same. I listened to laundry too. That one was okay.
Yeah.
I did listen to sheds. Mm-hmm. Which apparently they
was creating a shed a big invention.
Well, this was the thing. This was the first one I listened to, and I was like, "What have they tasked me with here?" Because it starts out with a shed started with a whale bone in the back guard, like in the back of the cave, and that's where they used to keep. And it goes from there up to the modern day sheds, and that can be used as home offices.
Yeah,
and it was. I mean, you know, it is kind of funny to think that these things, there is that kind of evolution process, but do we really care?
I just think it'll be perfect, like dad joke type of humour, because I can just, as you're saying that there, I can just imagine my dad clearing out the shed and turning around to me and saying, do you know they used to keep whale bones in sheds back in the day?
Yeah, you know, it's one of these things, I think for pub quizzes and stuff like that. The one that I found the most interesting was about neighbours, and that was because it kind of looked at society, and it went into the deep dive on things like the Salem witch trials and how, you know, neighbours, how we kind of treated our neighbours. It brought right up to segregation, like in America, all that kind of thing. But how neighbourhoods it's actually formed, which I thought was quite cool in the sense that it talked about, you know, tribes being able to migrate and stuff like that over the years and bartering and trading with each other. That was kind of interesting. Yeah. But then you come across ones like the bin, and they're talking about the evolution of the bin and how actually back in like the 1500s, the people who looked after the bins knew more about the king than the right-hand man.
Well, they would. Well, yeah, sure, they'd have a nose through.
But,
and
you know, but like,
all the goss.
You know what you could find in somebody's bin.
But like, a bin.
Yeah, no, it's I'm kind of with you on this, you know, because we often, the whole purpose of this is that we recommend podcasts to our listeners or tell them to stay away from some. And the thing about this podcast is I just don't know who this is for. Like, part of me is thinking maybe the home squad on a Thursday, maybe the, you know, our interior designers, would they love this? I don't even know if they would.
I'd say to a certain degree, I say certain elements, like I'd say, you know, heating, or like, as a food writer as well, bread was fascinating to me, you know, and I knew a bit of the story, but it was really interesting to hear about tandoor ovens and the likes. I think the people who'd be most fascinated by this, have you ever seen Lucy Wordsley on BBC 2 or 4 sometimes doing the history programmes? She's a fantastic historian, absolutely fascinating. However, she dresses up and puts herself into the recreations of things and then goes along and explains it. She's very visual in that, but she is also so great at explaining everything, really going far back in time. And I think these kind of concepts would work well. I'm also a very visual, despite working on radio, I'm a very visual person, so I enjoy things on YouTube. I would love this on YouTube.
Yeah,
myself.
I think I would agree with you, because I think the thing that I love about radio, working in radio like donkey's years now, I love the fact that a lot of the time, especially with podcasts, you have to draw a picture in the mind's eye for people. And I just found that you couldn't actually, I couldn't do that with this at all. Like, you know, Ruth Goodman has a beautiful melodic voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's a gorgeous storyteller. And then she's talking about, you know, the tribes. Okay, let's just go back to the neighbours one that I was talking about for a moment. And she has all these sound effects where you can hear the pitter patter of little feet. And and you're there, but you're kind of going like, what has that got to do with Darren and Tracy who live next door? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't...
Because I've only listened to two of the episodes, are there any guests interviewed to write?
Not that I heard. No. And... you know, I was actually thrown as well. One of the things that annoyed me about the production of it was it wasn't like there was a break. Like, all of a sudden, you just hear Hugh Bonneville talking about Sherlock Holmes. And I'm like, is this part of it? What?
And his voice is very much, it almost is like Michael Burke coming on to announce some breaking news in the middle of in the 80s.
But it was so distracting that you were kind of going, what was she actually talking about before? Like, so just production value-wise, like, there was no stop-start kind of... endpoint. You know what I mean?
The traditional ACAST noise that happens. Yeah, it
would be a little
helpful.
Bit like an audiobook in that sense. So we don't hear from any guests, but so you just get the history of the security alarm, the history of the shed.
Yes.
Now, here's a text. This podcast sounds absolutely brilliant to me, and I would be the target audience, I guess. I'm very curious about everything, and I love to know the little details.
Well, there you go.
Well, there, like, it's just, to me, it just wasn't for me. We were talking before, myself and Russell, like, I love true crime. I love newsy kind of ones and stuff like that. Yeah. And I do have a really strong interest in history. As I said, I studied classical studies. I was big into it when I was younger. And I kind of thought, the premise of this, I thought, yeah, that's for me. But it just completely didn't translate at all.
Yeah. What is the name of this podcast? It sounds exactly what I want from a podcast. Well, it's called The Curious History of Your Home. That's what it's called. Another listener, Ruth Goodman, also does a lot of historical programmes on BBC and ITV. She's very good at it.
She is
like,
excellent.
There's no detail you don't know if you want to hear it. I have to be honest, I just don't care enough about the history of the wallpaper or the fridge.
I found myself listening. I was listening over the weekend and I found myself after about 15 minutes going, oh, hang on, was I supposed to be? I had to rewind and go back to, like, it didn't grab me at all.
Now, I don't want to take away from listeners, perhaps some of our listeners, as we can see from the text coming in, will adore this. How many stars out of five are you going to
give
this?
I'm going to give it 3. Out of 5. If you find the episodes that are definitely of interest to you and in your, you know, hobbies or whatever, you will love this and you'll find it fascinating. Be like, if the next one of them was about football, I wouldn't care about that. Bread, I could listen to for days.
The history of the wine glass. Has she done that one?
No, but I should listen to that now.
That'll be the one I like. How many stars?
I give it a 2. it really didn't grab me at
all. 2 out of 5 and a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, and like, I have to be honest, I tend to be, I don't like giving up on things. I like, you know,
you
trying.
You want to stick with it.
I really wanted to stick with it, and I really hoped it was going to get better. And you could see Ruth put so much into the devil
in the
detail.
I don't want to take away from that, because I feel, there's no question about that. But there you go. That is our recommendation. Well, kind of 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5 stars. The Curious History of Your Home with presenter Ruth Goodman, if you are interested. That's our podcast squad this afternoon. Sarah Jane Tobin, editor of rollercoaster.ie, and of course 98FM's Russell Alford. Thanks a million to you both for listening through all of the episodes for us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.